It's after 3 o'clock, Bullseye on the afternoon on AM 930 WEOL. Andy Bullbarch, Matt Douglas with you. We'll take you up until 6 o'clock tonight. And no, you're not imagining things. It's not Tuesday. Lisa Roberson with the Chronicle-Telegram is here in studio with us. Lisa's appearances are brought to you by Vandermark Jewelers. 4th of July is next week. Jim and Bob Vandermark have explosive savings for you, so make sure you pay them a visit. They're located here in downtown Elyria, right down the street from the station on Broad Street, right across from the hospital. That's Vandermark Jewelers. Lisa, how are you?
I'm good. How are you guys?
We are doing well, very, very well. I mean, the
staying
sun's
cool,
out.
Yeah.
Staying cool.
As we're trying to.
Just going to say, please tell me you drove over, right?
I did drive over.
Okay, because I mean, it is beyond hot outside. I actually took a lap. Walked by the new rededicated courthouse. It was very cool.
Looks beautiful.
It looks very, very nice. We spoke with Commissioner Matt Lundy about that last week. He'll be on again to talk about that rededication process coming up here in an hour and a half or so. But oh my Lord, is it hot. Holy smokes. I mean, you can't take like two or three steps without perspiring a little bit.
Well, there is a heat advisory out until tomorrow evening.
Yeah, tomorrow at 10 p.m., yeah.
Tomorrow at 10?
That's what they said.
Oof, man. Tomorrow's going to be rough. Mid-90s? I mean, I guess it's better than snow, but it's still hot. So I was reading something earlier that apparently the extreme heat has killed more people than blizzards and tornadoes and earthquakes combined.
Really?
Isn't that hard to believe?
That is hard to believe.
Yeah, it's strange. Very
strange.
But
when there's blizzards and tornadoes and things, people seek shelter. When it's extreme heat, they go out into the heat, and then they don't realize how hot it is.
That's a good point.
They overheat, and before you know it, it's just a bad situation.
Yes. They try battling the elements, which is not a good idea. Well, you were extraordinarily busy again this week, but you were pulling like double and triple and quadruple duty, it sounds like.
I'm all over the place in the summertime, and sometimes it's good, sometimes it's bad. It's feast or famine, and this week has been more like feast.
Yes. Well, you were more like 25-mile famous this week, not just 5-mile famous.
That's true.
I mean, yeah, you were all over the place. Community Foundation. We always love talking about the Community Foundation because they do so many great things. They put out a challenge to Lorain County. Tell us all about this challenge.
They put out a challenge to Lorain County to raise $12,000 because they're going to give it to the Imagination Library. And that library puts books into the hands of babies to five-year-olds. If you have a baby in Lorain County, you can sign up for this program, and each month you will get a book delivered to your home. And before your child starts kindergarten, you can have dozens of books for them to have their own personal library.
Very nice. It's quite the challenge, and I'm sure the county is most definitely up to it. And you wrote a piece earlier in the week also that I was awfully intrigued by because, you know, we always joke about the city of Elyria. It's kind of like the city of sirens, city of stoplights, and, you know, it's kind of become the city of construction as well. I mean, the orange barrels are up all over the place, and you had detailed all the roadwork that's going to be done throughout the course of the summer. Where is all of this going down?
Well, this will start next month. They said a lot of projects will kick off in July, and so we're talking road projects everywhere. You're talking small neighborhood streets like Edward Street until some of the more travel street like East Bridge Street is going to get done. There's going to be some work on Gulf Road this year. There's going to be so much construction going on. So everyone who says the roads are so bad, they will probably say in about a month or so, why is there so much construction in Elyria?
It's typically how it works. Everyone sort of complains about the roads and they do their thing. Are they planning on repaving? Is it filling in potholes? What kind of things are they talking about?
It's a resurfacing project. Okay. So they'll have about 15 streets that they'll resurface, and there's some other streets that are going to be completely redone. East Bridge Street, if you've gone past that street, that goes right past the Elyria post office and under the bridge, that's going to get a complete redo. Sure. Which it's been in some pretty bad shape for a while. So it's going to be some. So Gulf Road's going to close again and going to get a complete redo.
Any idea how long they're planning on taking this into November?
Into November. And so I think one project, the Chestnut Ridge Road project from Dewhurst to Highland Park Drive, is going to go until about June of next year. So they'll do a little part of it now. They'll break for the winter, then they'll do some of it again next spring.
And all of this sometimes can be dictated by the weather. You know, there are certain projects that could be pushed back. And, well, you throw on top of that the construction for the new facilities, the new schools that are going up also. So that could certainly cause some stoppages or some delays or some detours throughout the summer as well. But this is all good stuff, though,
this is
right?
All good stuff. Yeah. And you add they're going to be still doing sewer projects across, you know, coming down Whitman to Abbey Road and across East Avenue. So there's going to be a lot of closed roads, detours, and things like that in the next couple months.
Yeah, so give yourself some extra time or try and find an alternate route or alternate routes, rather. You also mentioned that the city's going to have to use some different resources to pay for the lights on 57. I know that was something we discussed a few months back. They were hoping that they wouldn't have to use some of these other resources. But what are some of the resources they're going to have to use in order to pay for these lights?
Well, the plan was to always use Issue 6 funds, kind of the pay for the projects up front to put the lights on 57 and a few lights on State Route 113, but they were going to be kind of applying for rebates through some energy programs to get the money back. And so now they're saying that those energy programs are not going to give the kind of rebates they thought. And so they're going to have to, you know, hope that the electric bills in the city go down and so they can save some money and put that savings back into Issue 6.
Very nice.
And what are the lights going to be? Are they going to be new lights, different? Because, right, these are the lights that continuously are falling down, correct?
Yes, yeah. These are going to have new LED lights. Now, the light poles won't change. Okay. So these light poles will still kind of be where they're going to be, and motors will still possibly have the tendency to hit them because the poles are not going to move. But now you're going to have these new LED lights. The issue with the light bulbs, some of them are knocked down, but some of them just go out. You know, mm-hmm. A light bulb goes out with time. And in order to change the lights, the city would have to get a bucket truck and, you know, go all the way up and fix the lights. And now with these new LED lights, they're about 10 years span. So they're hoping that, you know, as long as no one knocks them down, then they'll stay good for about 10 years.
Lisa Roberson with the Chronicle-Telegram is our guest here on Bullseye on the Afternoon. Lisa's visits weekly are brought to you by Vandermark Jewelers. Well, you mentioned the bucket truck, and that got me thinking. Everybody thinks being in a bucket on the bucket truck is so fun. It's so awesome. And then you get up there. You think, get me out of here. I don't want to be up in this thing. That's a dangerous place to be. I was in one a long, long time ago, and I was working for the city of Lyndhurst, and you see that bucket. You see somebody go up. You're like, man, that looks like a lot of fun. Then you get in that bucket, and you're like, no thanks. Can we carve out an escape route, please?
Can't say I've ever had the opportunity to ride in one, I guess.
I've got this weird fear of heights, which is probably odd for a guy my size, but you get up there. I mean, that thing starts to move up, and you get sweaty palms, and you're thinking, oh, my God, this is a bad idea.
It's a windy day. That's a bad place to be.
Oh, my God, yeah, windy day. It's a terrible, terrible idea. Well, in the same article that you wrote about the funding being used for the lights on 57, you also mentioned that we could soon see some improvements to West Park.
Yes. There has been a resident, Larry Klipstein, who's kind of really been pushing council. He lives off Oakwood Drive, and he's been wanting to see basketball courts at West Park. And so his persistence is paying off because they're going to make sure that they repave the basketball courts there. You know, that's the same park. They got a new splash pad, so it's it's a heavily used park. There's soccer fields, there are baseball fields, there. Everyone goes to West Park at some point in time. And so he said, you know what, we need a basketball court. You know, East had a new basketball court. And, you know, so he said it would be nice to have one at West, too. And so they're going to do that project.
Nice. So they're just going to repave it? Are they going to put new backboards and nets and things like that? What are they going to do?
Yeah, they're going to make it all a nice new court for people to play on. They don't have to move the hoops or the poles that the, you know, I'm sorry, sports ball. I don't know much about the court.
No, I'm just curious because with basketball courts, there are a lot of things at play. I mean, is it going to be an adjustable rim? Is it going to be, you know, there are a lot of different things at play. You're going to use a chain. You're going to use a net. I mean.
Where have you ever been to a park and seen an adjustable rim? Aren't those usually just the standard 10-footers?
They're out there.
Okay.
Well, because if little kids want to play, it's hard to shoot at a 10-foot hoop.
All right.
You know, just. If little kids want to come play on it, it's really hard for them to get interested in playing at a hoop that's 10 feet high because they can't shoot.
Sure, I get your point. I don't know. Usually you just see the smaller ones and the bigger ones, I thought. But it looks like it's going to be nice there at West Park.
Yeah. Well, I mean, the repaving of that's obviously the biggest thing because if you've got gigantic potholes and cracks in the surface, no one's going to touch that. So I think that's probably the first thing that needs to be done there. But you also mentioned that the old fire station has been purchased. What are the plans?
That fire station on Lake Avenue, I'm sure people have driven past in the last two decades, has been empty and wonder what's going to happen there. There's a young man in Elyria who wants to buy it, who possibly wants to live there on the second floor where there were once the quarters that the firefighters slept in. He wants to turn that into an apartment, and he wants a downstairs. That's two bays. He has a car collection. He'll work on cars down there. Now, that building needs a lot of work, evident by the sale price of just $10,000, which is also going to cover the appraiser and the closing cost. That building needs a lot of work, and he's taking it on, saying that he can do a lot of the work himself.
What kinds of work does it need? I mean, boy, $10,000, as you said, he's not only going to work there, he's going to live there as well for
$10,000? Yes, I'm sure. I mean, it's going to be a long time coming. He also has a home. He lives further down in Elyria Township, so he can come up to the city and kind of do a little bit of the work on there. We're talking new roof, new plumbing, new electrical, just a complete rehaul of that building.
I was going to say, for $10,000, I mean, it. Yeah. What I guess the better question would be, what doesn't have to be done to this facility, right?
To give you an idea, the Elyria Fire Union wanted that building at one point in time. They thought it would be a great place to have the Fire Union headquarters. They toured it and said no.
Okay, well.
We'll look elsewhere.
Yeah, that says a lot about the facility. But then again, so, with a price tag like that, again, not only for you to live in, but to work out of as well, that price tag, I think, tells the entire story, no doubt about that. Well, we're going to save a few things for next week, because we had prepared some of these topics for Tuesday, and then all of a sudden a lot of things came down the pipe the last couple of days. You wrote a really nice piece on Lorain County Community College and being a part of the Google Grow program now, too. So we'll get into
that. Let's save that for next week, man.
We will. We'll save that for next week. There's not enough time to get into that now, because I thought that was really cool about how 25 students, at least immediately, are really going to benefit from that in the fall. So we'll definitely dive into that. But what else is in the hopper for the coming week?
Well, you know, today I have been working in the editor role, so there's not a lot of writing going on for me today. And so we'll see what happens next week. If people like tomorrow's paper, you're welcome. I'm working really hard to make sure there's some nice things for today, tomorrow, and Monday.
Wearing a lot of different hats this week. You were in the courts on Tuesday. You're editing today.
Yeah, I am.
Wow, okay. Or is that the right way of phrasing that? Editing? Is that... or? You're just at the editor's desk.
At the editor's desk.
Okay. Fair enough.
So we've got some beautiful pictures of Ely Stadium. They're putting the turf down. I don't know if you guys have noticed that some pictures of putting the turf down, and that place looks beautiful. It just may come together by August 24th.
Let's hope. We're scheduled to cover that game on August 24th.
It's only June 29th. They're already putting the turf down. They got, a whole nother month to get everything up and going?
Well, the bleachers are already up, too, right?
The visitor bleachers are already up. The goalposts are up. Turf's down. Track's down.
You've got enough for a field, then. It's good to go.
I think they have done their due diligence to get this project done.
Nice. Well, they've got just a little bit less than 2 months, but they've got a lot of it done already. So very cool stuff. Lisa, always a pleasure to have you with us, and we'll see you again on Tuesday.
You guys have a good 4th of July.
Thanks, you too.
You do the same. All right. Lisa Roberson with the Chronicle-Telegram joining us on our local beat with Lisa. Lisa's weekly visits brought to you by Vandermark Jewelers. Make sure you pay Jim and Bob Vandermark a visit right down Broad Street across from the hospital. Vandermark Jewelers, a trusted name in jewelry. Time for a break here on Bullseye on the Afternoon. Matt Douglas and I return for hour number 2 right after this on AM 930 WEOL.